Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
All right, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
try that one more time.
Hi.
There we go. The mic's on. How are you doing?
Great. And yourself?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So hi, my name is Noi. I'm the CEO and founder of ThunderAct, a very, very early stage startup in the enterprise business.
Okay. And what does...
I like the name.
ThunderAct.
ThunderAct.
Yeah,
so what does ThunderAct do?
So we are in the enterprise business, so B2B, and basically what we've identified that in those big companies, there are multiple types of employees interacting with customers and capturing a lot of information about these interactions, but however, they're being usually saved siloed, and they're not being used to actually understand the insights about the market, about the competition, about the customers themselves, even though they could. So what we connect with all of these different systems that are already in the organization and provide insights about the market, about the competition, and help our customers take the right action to mitigate the risks and increase their strength.
Okay. So you take the data that's generated inside of a company, for example.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you use it to look for trends that could become a problem for the company.
Not necessarily a problem, even a strength. So
okay.
Let's, for example, you identify that one of your features is being mentioned a lot with interaction with your companies.
Okay.
Maybe you want to educate more. Maybe you want to develop an additional functionality around this area. So it's basically understanding what are the biggest areas that your customers are mentioning with the different employees being with sales, support, product marketing, R&D, all of these different people interact with customers, and to see how can you utilize this knowledge by the different divisions.
Okay.
Marketing campaign is a very straightforward example. If you identify on one hand a competition, you would want to start a very aggressive campaign against the competition. On the other hand, when you identify a feature, you want to accelerate that.
Okay. So if it turns out that there's maybe the marketing team didn't know that the customers, or not marketing, maybe the development team didn't know every customer loves this thing that they forget, that the development team even forgets exists.
Right.
That you could see that and be able to put more resources into that boat and enhance the capabilities of that feature that they've maybe let languish because they didn't think anybody cared.
Right.
Because nobody's ever said anything about it.
Exactly. So,
but they're saying it all to the marketing team.
Exactly. So we're trying to break these silos and also to identify for each insight, we're having the ability to classify on who should handle it and what impact does it have on my company. Is it a positive impact, negative impact, as well as categorize them. So you can actually, first of all, see the sources of it, but also take the right actions across the organization on how to mitigate that.
Okay.
So like in the same vein, let's say that a bunch of customers are, for whatever reason, like dissatisfied with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they mention a competitor. It's like, well, I'm going to go and take my business to here.
Right.
You guys also take that data
Absolutely.
And give it to the company. So the company knows, like maybe this is someone the company didn't even think they were in competition
exactly.
with. But now they know, oh, we have to beat these guys.
So that's actually a very interesting point, because if you talk to bigger companies mostly, but even if we talk about the local coffee shop, right, they know who their main competitors are. So
right.
these companies usually know what are the bigger things in their area, which is awesome, because what ThunderAct does, it helps to assess how actually the market is responding to it. But we also identify what you don't know. So we also do the analysis of the information to let you know, oh, did you know that 10,000 times this company is now being mentioned that up until now they were kind of tiny? You
right.
probably want to take action around
exactly.
that.
Because you don't necessarily know that your competitor was at Collision and got an investor.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden they have the money to go do a marketing campaign.
Right.
You
exactly.
didn't even know they existed. And now all of a sudden they've got funding
exactly.
and they're being talked about.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And obviously in the next steps, as we evolve, we also add some AI elements to it, machine learning on what is the right thing to do when you have an insight of a specific type. What does the market do? How does it influence, identify these things in advance? There's a lot of areas where we can grow with that.
How are you guys gathering all of the information?
So it's based on connectivity at this point. So it's a bit hard to know at this point. As I said, we're in a very early stage.
Right,
but
right.
Our hopes is actually not to own the data, have the specialized tools. So sales would use Intercom or Salesforce and other systems.
Okay.
And R&D many times use just some documentation level, being Google Docs, Quip, and a great tool, and so on. So we hope these tools will continue to actually include this information because they give the best functionality for the different roles.
Right.
We just want to analyze it.
Your goal is not to try and change the communication or data storage of a particular division because you're never going to get accounting off of QuickBooks.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It would be crazy to try and use anything else.
Exactly.
It's the only thing that
And today, every role basically have their own tool of choice.
Right.
And that's the way to go. We see so many companies in so many fields. Even here in Collision, there are so many companies who are kind of on the same spot, but give a different angle. And that's perfect. That's great. Each company can choose their own thing.
Right.
And that's where we hope to come and just give like this overlooking umbrella of what's going on.
You don't necessarily care what they're using.
The opposite. Right. We encourage it.
Yeah. You use the thing that makes your business work.
Exactly.
And we'll take it from there.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
We'll just take all the data and then we'll tell you, oh, this company's mentioned a bunch of times, this feature's mentioned a bunch of times, whether it's positive or negative.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
We have this very unique visual representation of everything, so you don't need to go through big Excel files or anything like that. It's all very easy, visual. You can see changes over time. So it's very easy to consume, and it provides a layer of data, which is just missing.
Do you guys plan on, because I know you're still in the early stages, but do you plan on, is this, so like, let's say I now know I have a competitor that I didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
Is your company going to be equipped to help me as a CEO deal with that, or is there something I'm going to have to do in-house?
So yes and no. So in first phase, when we still collect the insights on how to handle insights and what works and what doesn't, then you will need to tell me. So if you will now identify a competitor, you might just set a meeting to discuss it. On the other hand, if you're a different company, you would immediately open a sales campaign or a marketing campaign.
Right.
It really depends on you. Because we keep doing the analysis over time, I'll be able to tell, okay, so on this competitor insights, which you flagged as a competitor, you took this action, and the response to that was that
customers... Whether it was positive or negative.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
So you learned about a new competitor, you did a marketing campaign, and it backfired.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we have to take different steps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's great.
Because that's stuff that necessarily I won't be able to see from that end.
So this is the AI part of it, the machine learning of understanding how did you handle it before, how do other companies handle this similar type of insights, what actions did you take. And again, we don't plan on being the experts of taking actions. There are specialized tools to do that. So I'm not inspiring of building any marketing campaigns or sales campaigns.
Right.
I will go to your tool of choice and enable you in doing it.
Right.
I'm a really beautiful umbrella of thunder.
Okay. I like this. It doesn't matter where the data is coming from.
You
legitimately don't. It doesn't, like, do you have to build integrations with new products that you've never interacted with, or do you have a thing that...
So it's connecting to them. Today, most of the tools have APIs exposing a lot of information.
Sure.
We've identified there are two main models of connecting with information. It's either object-based or library-based, basically. So either way, I let you also pick and choose what is relevant for a project, what isn't relevant for a project. So I'm able to synthesize the information, and as we go forward and we learn more, we become more and more intelligent.
Got it.
I like it.
Yeah, I like this. If somebody wanted to get more information about your platform, how could they do it?
So thunderact.com.
Okay.
That's very easy. And also, you're more than welcome to contact me. It's Noy, N-O-Y, at thunderact.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you.
I hope you have a great collision.
Thank you very much. I hope so, too.
Thank
have
you.
A great time.